be, I will be now I'll be with now, you, and then, you. Then Lee then will be Lee. Afternoon. Now it's a lot of echo here. Lee will be the afternoon in the panel. But perhaps I tell the key issues. Really, as you have said, a lot has happened. And if you just, I remind you, what are the key targets, key tasks the trustees in our institution? They are strategy, nominations, and funding. This is a particular reason why sustainability is so much on the agenda of the trustees. And we were able last week to make announcements in Glasgow in the COP26 during the finance day. And I just go through those and prepare any questions. First, of course, the key issue was that we were able to announce the formation of the International Sustainability Standards Board, or ISSB. Now, question, which acronyms you use, please translate that into your own language. That's why I'm this ISSB is one possibility. In Finnish, that would be 4K. So I would be careful. It's better to repeat the whole name for a while before we go to acronyms. Otherwise, translation becomes impossible. And when we announced it, we clarified that its purpose is to develop in the public interest a comprehensive global baseline of sustainability disclosures for the financial markets. So, so-called IFRS sustainability disclosure standards. And we're happy to know that G20, IOSCA, and many others had asked for that and also gave their support. And the new board will sit within the IFRS Foundation alongside with ISB and work closely with it. That was perhaps to be expected. But the second, which was partly surprise to some parts of the audience in Glasgow, was that we were able to announce a commitment to consolidate the two investor-focused international sustainability standard setters into ISSB. So the Value Reporting Foundation, VRF, which is the home to SASB standards and integrated reporting, as you know, and the Climate Disclosure Standards Board, CDSB, will become a part of the IFRS family. So that was announced for the first time in Glasgow last week and was welcomed by very many. Third issue, which was in the pipeline, was that we were able to publish two prototypes of climate disclosure and general sustainability disclosure requirements. This is the outcome of the work of the CFD, Task Force for Climate-Related Disclosures, VRF, CDSB, World Economic Forum, and ISB, supported by IOSCO. The aim is to consolidate key aspects of this content into an enhanced unified set of recommendations for consideration by the new board. We have had also discussions and a dialogue with the European Commission and SEC. And the fourth issue, which we also were able to announce, was the location of the future offices. For the ISSB, it's very important that it has a global footprint and presence throughout offices in the Americas, Asia, and EMEA region. And we announced that we will start so that the seat of the ISSB will be in Frankfurt, where it will be also the office of the chair. And also Montreal will play a major role in these important services for the whole ISB. As to Asia, let's say the first four expressions of interest had come from Toronto, Montreal, Frankfurt, and Geneva. The Asian proposals came later. So we have not been able to conclude them, but we continue to work with Asian proposals, and it's very clear that we need to have a strong presence there. And we have discussed both with Beijing and Tokyo. Of course, this was very much announced with one go, and if we just I just tell how the reflections and responses were in Montreal. I said already before that this consolidation was a big news, but I must also say that the reaction and the commitment of the standard setters was very strong. So BRF and CDSB were strongly defending the solution and were very supportive. We'll are committed to work in the long term according to our agreements. As to Frankfurt and Montreal, we were also able to see the representatives of the governments in Glasgow, and they also understood that very good cooperation is needed between Frankfurt and Montreal. Actually, from German government, they had negotiations for a new government going on, so the deputy prime minister, chancellor, finance minister, Olaf Scholz couldn't be there, but Jörg Kukies, his state secretary, was in place, and also deputy prime minister, finance minister of Canada, Chrystia Freeland, were there. And we just emphasized that it's very important they work closer together, and that what will be the future is that that will start of a very long path. We need upfront funding, slow will take its time, and their cooperation is of the essence, also with the Asians. And also with the Asian partners, even though work is still going on, it has taken place in very, very good spirits. So if I conclude just by saying that we had had the target that we're able to announce, the establishment of the sustainable standard boards, and the completion of the work with prototypes in Glasgow, we succeeded to do that. Our ambition was to be able to tell more about consolidation and also co-location, and we were able also to do that. So we find that one mission had been accomplished in Glasgow, but of course the real work starts now. So it's time to go to work in details. Any merger is challenging. Any co-location is very demanding management exercise, but it's very much shared that after with the COVID experience, it is a natural way to go forward. So we continue to work, but we feel that we have been able to accomplish at least what we wanted before the meeting. Thank you very much. I'm ready to reply any questions. And when you go to details later in the afternoon, Lee was there. It was Lee and me and Lucrezia were from the IFRS in Glasgow.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Erki. Lee, is there anything you would like to add?
Not at this stage, Bill. Thank you very much. But we've got time later, so we can do a bit more then.
Okay. All right, Lee. Thank you. Thank you again, Erki. Congratulations to you, to Lee, and the staff. I know what a tremendous amount of work has gone into this over an extended period of time. It must have been quite a grind. So really, congratulations. Erki, if it's okay, we've got just a few minutes before turning to Andreas. Any questions from Advisory Council members? Bearing in mind that we are devoting a fair amount of time later in this meeting to this very issue, but before we turn to Andreas, any questions for Erki? I think not at this time. Erki, thank you again. We will have more than an hour, about an hour and a half, I think, to discuss this the sustainability topic. Just as a reminder, if you've got questions, if you'd like the floor, please use the chat room. For me, it's the lower left-hand portion of my screen. So do use the chat room to raise your hand, your virtual hand. Okay. Well, that's. That was really exciting news. I followed closely what was coming out of COP26, and I have to say, I think this was the major event, the biggest outcome. But then again, I'm biased. So, okay,